ball downfield, and a wide open reach, drop!
All right, and we are back at Take It Like a Fan. You got Chip.
The dog.
Four-time fantasy winner, Bo.
Still on that. Okay, so big, big Tampa Bay sports week.
Huge.
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 I mean, you got the Bucks taking it to them on Saturday.
Lightning are undefeated.
Lightning are undefeated.
Stamkos scored.
A lot of people scored.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, what was it, 5-1?
Yeah, Stamkos had a goal and two assists, I believe.
That's the way to start the season. Second game already postponed.
No way. Tomorrow night's postponed?
Dallas is postponed.
Sunday? No.
Yeah.
No, that's
Sunday. Yeah, I got it right here.
They're playing Chicago.
I already pulled it. I know. I thought so, too. Right here. See? Saturday was our next game.
They took away Friday.
Oh, look.
No.
They jumped. Look, they jumped. So we got Chicago, but then we're postponed for the first game in Dallas.
Yeah, on Sunday. Yeah, yeah. You just can you apologize?
Sorry.
Thank you.
All right.
Dude, I got it.
But I got it right here. I got it right here.
Tickets low as $67. Funny thing about that, there's no fans allowed.
Yeah, I don't get
what
it.
What ticket?
Can you still not go to that?
I think they
sell the outside area.
They're allowing people at the Raptors game.
Yeah, it's an NHL rule.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Don't get it.
Baloney.
Is what it is. Lots to talk about, though. So, you know, we got to get into the Bucks game. Talk a little about the Lightning game. You guys want to just go around the horn real quick and talk about some other stuff that's gone down?
Yeah.
Sure.
Like Urban Meyer just signed with Jacksonville Jaguars.
Who cares? He's an enemy. Enemy.
He's an enemy.
Enemy.
He is an enemy. However, like you said, pretty sweet spot this guy's in.
Yeah. He does have a lot to offer with $100 million in salary cap and 11 draft picks.
And Gardner Minshew and Mike Glennon.
No.
No?
No.
You think he's going to go after somebody to replace all that?
Do you think he's going to get rid of the running back that they had? That kid had a pretty solid year this year. Robinson?
He's going to clean. I mean, I don't know if he's going to do that, but I know it's going to be it's going to be his team. He's probably going to draft. I mean, he's got 11 picks. He's definitely drafting a running back.
That's what I'm saying. Do you think he's going to trade that guy to get another draft pick?
I wonder what the max is on having draft picks.
I don't think there's a max.
No, come on.
So you can make a trade to every team and get all the picks?
Sure.
I mean, if you want to, but is your team that bad?
If I'm the Jaguars, yeah.
No,
I mean, if you had a team that deep where you could trade every player.
Yeah, but I don't know.
There's no rule.
Yeah, I don't think there is a rule. How about
you could challenge it?
So somebody said when we were talking about this a while ago, I think you said it, Dog, that you're thinking watch Watson go down there. Was that you, Bo?
I just said that.
I said watch him make a trade for Watson. Watson's out against Houston right now. He is showing no love for that team.
Yeah. How could you?
I understand that. But
They took away his best wide receiver for next to nothing. They haven't really helped him, and the franchise is running shambles.
Dick Vermeil jumped all over that today. Yeah. Called him a baby.
Who, Deshaun?
Yeah.
I mean,
his money's tied to winning.
Where do you go if you're Deshaun Watson?
There was talks about him going to Miami, but, I mean, got to go somewhere because he's got to win now. I mean, his time window's running up.
Minnesota.
I think that Urban wouldn't mind having a Deshaun Watson.
But what are you going to do in the draft? You draft
a quarterback and sit him behind Deshaun Watson.
No, you can't do that.
You got to do that.
If Watson comes in, there's not a place really for Minshew to go around the NFL where he's going to be a starter. I don't see that.
He really could
be a backup. I mean, solid
Watson.
Backup.
Well, honestly, I don't even think Minshew got a fair chance seeing how the Jaguars just like kind of just did whatever they wanted to do this year. Like they didn't put any effort in getting him help and, you know, designing the offense around him.
We all know
which that's kind of a big thing.
Urban's going to have that team in a totally different mindset than where they've been probably in the past 20 years. Even when they went to the playoffs and lost to.
They do have, I mean, I hear good things about the owner. I do. I hear that he's got the money.
No, yeah.
he wants to win.
He wants to win. He does want to win.
Yeah. So either way, a couple other things.
Sound like a real Jaguars fan.
No, I'm an Urban Meyer fan.
I was for 2 years.
I'll root for the guy if it doesn't affect the Bucks in any way, shape, or form. I mean, kudos.
No, we already know. We already discussed this. Both you guys would probably go against the Bucks with players and or coaches. It's okay.
What?
Yeah. Mickey Mantle's
fantasy land.
Baseball card. $5.2 million.
Are you delusional?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy is
what?
the Florida Mega Ball is $640 million.
Oh, don't worry. I've been buying my tickets.
Well, what are you going to do if you win?
We're going on vacay, boys. We're going to be doing this show somewhere in...
How many people are in
Abu
America?
Dhabi. Abu Dhabi?
How many people
330 million is what they said.
330 million.
You give everybody a dollar.
No. What I would do is I would break it down and give people...
If I got 300, I'm allowance. Telling you right now, if you I get 330 million, you guys got a mil coming right at you, bro.
Thanks.
100%.
I'm out of here.
Cash?
Yeah. If I can, yes.
Oh, nice. All ones.
All ones. I know. Yeah. I know where you're going.
Let's see. What else? Oh, you see what's going on with James Harden. You know, he's over in Brooklyn now. He's out of Houston. But do you see what they're doing in Houston? I mean, bro. First off, he's getting ready to open this restaurant called 13, and apparently people have been bashing, putting one star. It hasn't even opened yet, but they've been bashing with one star reviews, talking about, you know, doesn't have that championship taste, you know, comments like that. And then, on top of that, a car wash decided to give away free car washes, to which I think last time I looked on the news, there was like over 400 in the day, with for people bringing in their James Harden jerseys and throwing them in the trash. They bring in their jersey, throw it in the trash, and they get a free car wash.
It's hard to be an athlete, huh?
I guess, but listen, he's going over to win. That's for sure.
One day they love you, the next day they hate you.
Yep. Yeah, I remember when LeBron went to Miami, they were all burning his jerseys, everything like that. And then he comes back, wins him a ring, and then he does the same thing again.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true.
It's hard.
I have a question for you guys. Before I go on to the Bucks game, because I have a couple things that I think are going to get our conversation going. I have a question for you. I'm considering buying a gaming system.
PS5.
It's because my question was going to be, PS5, Xbox, I think it's Series X or something that's out there right now.
Are you playing?
Yeah, dude, I want that Mortal Kombat 11 game. I just made my kids download it for their Xbox One or whatever the hell they have. Yeah.
Yeah, I would go with the 5.
Yeah?
I'd go with the 5 all day.
Yeah, 100%.
So you guys got PS4s?
Yeah, for now.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to bump up too?
Yeah, I will become relative and you can just go to the store and walk out with one in the same day.
Yeah, it's not like that right now.
I know. That's like everybody, because everybody's stupid.
I mean, you got to get online, pay a grand.
I'm not for the box.
See, my thing is I'm not going to get my hopes up and get online and, I didn't get today.
Yeah.
Try to get tomorrow.
I hate waiting for something.
I'm not going to make my day around the PS5.
Nope.
That's happening around. I mean, and I got to tell you, I fell down the rabbit hole. I did. I mean, I was looking all over the place because I wanted to buy one of that. And the same thing with the Xbox. It's the same price point.
Well, have you ever seen me on a Sunday when the Bucks play?
No. We've never watched
a Bucks game
together. Yeah, I know. And you guys didn't even show. I sat there by myself with all this chips and dip right in front of me.
Yeah, right.
Last weekend?
Huh? No. Last weekend, I was in COVID protocol.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I went.
Party of Chips Sunday.
When I put some effort into doing something like that, I'm 100%. Like, I'm getting it, or I'm going to watch it, or I'm gonna do what I want. Like, I just can't. I can't see myself wasting energy on something I can't go and get and then satisfying my needs.
That's the whole point.
Within that, it could be a couple hours, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 hours. But if I don't get it by the end of the day, I just waste a whole day on nothing.
Honesty is key. I love it. Well, I'm just saying, because I got this spot in my house now, in my master bedroom, was like my area now, and it's got a nice massage chair, but a new TV up on the wall, so now I have, I think, a total of 3 TVs in there, but this one's dedicated to gaming. I'm ready to have some fun.
There you go.
I like the sports, but the Mortal Kombat, man,
you'd probably like NBA
when I saw Rambo and Terminator and all those clowns are going to be on this game. Oh, I'm on it.
In Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, in Mortal Kombat 11.
Nothing like a break time in video games.
There it is. All right, so Bucks game. Let me start it off with this. NFL just posted, as we were sitting here, win probability percentages for the playoff games.
Who cares?
It's the last time I'm going to be looking at NFL for anything for a little while. But
I don't like that.
Yeah,
not
I know.
Good.
Yeah, no, it does not. Saints, Bucks, 53-47%. Saints carrying the 53% win.
Of course,
because
they're the home team and they like the bully. Hey, man,
that's not bad.
But the home team doesn't even really matter right now.
I thought you were
really
going to say something brutal, like 87-13 or something like that. Like,
I don't see how they. I mean, listen, let's discuss this for a second.
I can see it. I mean,
Breeze is still beat up a little bit. His team is beat up a little bit. They're still hurting.
They got a good defense. Their defense has been carrying.
They do. Tom actually did an interview the other day.
Michael Thomas
about that.
Came back. You still got Kamara. They got Cook out
Saints
there.
Saints are a dirty team.
Are all of our players back now? Devin White, all of them are clear, right?
Rojo
right,
was
right.
back in practice today.
Mittner went out with the COVID-19.
Okay, but the Bucks, Devin White.
Yeah, he's good. He's golden.
He's back. Okay, cool.
But, I mean, the thing is it's hard to beat a team three times in a season.
Yeah.
Let alone twice.
Did you guys hear what Brady said today?
What's this?
He's talking a little trash talk to Breeze.
Oh, no. Give it to me.
Hang on.
I love it when he does this.
I should have probably pulled this up before.
No, that's okay. I'm still picking, obviously. I'm picking the Bucks to win.
And I'm picking the Bucks 100% to zero.
100% to zero?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. We were talking about this as well. The draft. Let's talk ahead for a minute. You got Brady. Pretty confident that going into the playoffs, and hopefully he goes deep into the playoffs, if not all the way here, that he's going to want to play again next year.
I think he's already committed to playing next
year. He does.
He ain't done.
He's a two-year deal. But our stable behind him is not prepared
for life after Brady.
For life after a fucking goat.
No, not really. But that's why you got to. I would hope they almost kind of bring somebody in this next
that's
round draft.
That's what I'm saying.
And sit behind him for a year.
You're not spending a 1, 2, or 3.
No. You don't have to. He was found in the sixth round, but you got to do your homework and find that guy that could be that guy.
I mean, there's not that many.
There's never that many.
There's never been that many. Yeah.
I mean, there's been talks of people saying, oh, the Bucks should go after Deshaun Watson and just let him sit behind Brady. He's not going to do that. That's not going to happen.
Well, if someone gets drafted and let's say they're in the fifth or sixth round, you draft a quarterback, they are a sponge. Who knows? Robert Griffin might have just absorbed all
he,
this
I
information
keep, they keep
from this
them,
guy.
They keep him inactive. He's never dressed
but
like when Brady's been
matter.
On.
Blaine Gabbert, like these guys are like, when you're playing anything, you're going to, especially if you're, in the NFL and you're playing with one of the greatest players to ever play the game, you're telling me you're not going to notice, okay, well, he just showed up at 5:45 today. He took a left today on Tuesday down the hall instead of a right, which he does normally. You're gonna look at every little detail of why and how this guy is.
Anybody that sits behind, Brady. I mean, you saw it with Garoppolo. I mean, he sat behind Brady for a year or 2 years, and the guy came out as a beast.
Matt Castle.
From the moment
that.
He stepped on the field.
Matt Castle took the Patriots 10-6.
Yeah.
Well, they also had a stellar defense then with Teddy Bruschi.
But still, though, like when you are sitting there and you're playing behind someone who's that focused, you're going to be that much more focused. You're going to learn a lot.
Well, here's what Tom had to say today. He's like, and referring to Drew Brees, he's like, he's a lot younger than me. He's 18 months younger than me. 18 months ago, I felt a lot better.
I guess. I mean, he's sneak dissing.
He is sneak dissing like that. But
I like it.
There is a stat of the day, too, that I have.
What you got?
Drew Brees has 9 playoff wins.
Okay.
Tom Brady has 9 playoff wins since he's turned 39 years old.
It's true. It is true.
Pretty big one. That's stat of the day, folks.
That is
true.
I mean,
this guy is just getting better with age. He's like fine wine. He just really is.
I mean, I'll tell you what. I'm 44. He's 43. And
he looks. I love you, Chip, but he looks.
Say something.
He looks my age.
Brady?
Brady looks my age.
He's young. Giselle's
he makes up. Me look like shit. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
I'm 33. Fuck.
Yeah.
Slow down, dude.
Slow down.
Or grow up. I don't know which one you want me to do.
All right, so tell me, what's it gonna be? What's the Bucks pick for this weekend?
We're gonna go.
We know we're all going Bucks.
We're gonna go over that when we do our picks, though.
Okay, so you don't want to.
We're gonna have a barn burner.
Let's review. Well, FanDuel.
FanDuel. Let's talk about FanDuel.
I bombed.
Sean, you put in a team, right?
I put on a team, but it was on my personal one. But you're do not laugh. I want your word right now, dog. When I tell you my score, you're not gonna laugh about it.
We'll see, man.
All right. Why don't you guys tell me what you got this past week?
You can see what we got.
Okay. You got 135.
Well, can we over? Yeah. What dog get?
Dog got 135.9. You got 135.8.
Yeah.
Okay.
I win.
No.
Yeah.
No, he beat you by a point.
No. Point, go to the last week's standings.
What do you mean?
That's not right.
That okay. Right, FanDuel letter. Either way, mine was on my personal. But how many points do you think I got?
Bro, I am.
No, you're not.
Put that 93 on that one, too.
I understand, but so then now add my two.
Now he's
plus,
got. Now see, he's got three of them now.
But
got,
I have. What do you think my score was this past weekend?
Probably 35.
No, 79. Dude, I got 79 points. All right. It was brutal. And so that, either way, but I mean, I'm still winning because if you add my scores, add dogs, he's not far from me in second, and then you're in a distant third.
I'm like seven. What?
Look, I'm over 700. He's at like 690 now.
Because you guys have multiple take it like a fan. You guys are Joe Biden's.
Oh, there it is.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, I know.
Whoa,
he cuts
whoa,
too deep.
Whoa.
So anyways, we got FanDuel coming up this weekend. We obviously, that'll be the same thing. We got to post it by tomorrow night. So let's go over our picks from Saturday, January 9th. I know that I won this week, but let's just go ahead and rip through this real quick. Buffalo beats up on Indy.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't say they beat.
Yeah, by three.
When I told you, yeah, but they gave them the game. I told you guys that the Colts were gonna surprise people.
Yeah, and you picked the Colts, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
But that's the loser.
Yeah, well, you guys were saying, oh, they're going to get smashed in the mouth.
No, that
yes,
was him.
You know,
that was him.
You guys,
that was
you guys
him.
Both said, oh, I'm my
I said,
sure is
I said that about. I said that about Washington, Tampa Bay. But Rams beat up on Seattle. Tampa Bay beats up on Washington. So, I think who's winning right now?
I am.
After Saturday. You're winning
I'm
right
perfect.
Now because you're perfect because you picked all the
My mom tells me I'm perfect every day.
Yeah. Baltimore took out Tennessee.
We all had Baltimore.
New Orleans knocked out Chicago. I took
Chicago.
Yeah, I'll never take New Orleans. And Cleveland.
Destroyed.
I told
Pittsburgh.
You. Did you. How about that?
You
man?
Said
Bastard
you're just rolling play. With Cleveland.
I'm telling you, I want a Bucks and Browns Super Bowl.
Good luck this week with the Cleveland Browns and their team. They're going to play the Ravens, right?
No.
Oh, they're
Chiefs.
Playing the
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Either way, Ooh. Either one of those teams. Ooh. Yeah. So, well, let me ask you right now.
But
after first week of playoffs.
But if Cleveland plays their game, which if they do.
Odell's saying they're going to win.
I mean, obviously, he plays for.
Who's in the Super Bowl after week one of the playoffs?
Who's in the Super Bowl after week one of the playoffs?
Yes. Now, you didn't get to see Green Bay or Kansas City, so.
I'm going to say KC Tampa.
I say us in Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Oh, just because I haven't seen KC.
I'm still gonna ride with us in the turds, the Browns. Yep.
Are you gonna pick them this week?
What, the Browns?
Yep.
Over KC?
Yep.
Yeah, because cool. I don't want to play KC in the Super Bowl. All right.
I do. You
well,
want the you want
you're
the easy
already,
way out?
That's
you
your
wanna,
way.
You want to
oh,
play the Bears? You want the easy way out?
It wasn't easy way out. I was giving you guys a chance to catch up. What's the scores right now? 6.5 to what? To 4-5. So I'm still winning. And I'm taking picks like
you
Chicago
haven't
and
won?
Cleveland.
I remember. I think I had one. Sean had. Dog had like one
zero.
Or two. He had zero. And you were at 5.5. You won one in the past like 7-8 weeks.
Hey, trash. I've been taking chances.
You are trash.
Taking chances. Rams going to Green Bay.
I'm taking the Rams. I think we'll be seeing them at home.
That'd be great.
Green Bay.
Their defense is on fire.
Green Bay.
Okay, Green Bay.
Green Bay.
Secret Packers fan. Chip has a secret Aaron Rodgers jersey underneath his Tom Brady jersey.
I'm just gonna take Rodgers just because of the season he had.
Okay, there it is. Baltimore Buffalo. We already know he's picking Buffalo.
I don't know about this.
You
one,
just said Buffalo's going
I
to
know.
The Super Bowl.
That's what I said. That doesn't mean that's who I'm gonna go with.
So, but if they don't win, they're not going to the Super Bowl. Anyways, go ahead.
No, you guys go ahead.
No, make your pick.
No, you make your pick.
Baltimore.
wonder if the Bills defense can do that.
No.
Could be. It's going to be a good game. It's going to be a good game.
They got a good defense.
I'm going to drink some Teddies that night.
They do.
Baltimore.
I'm going Buff. NFL wants to see Lamar versus Mahomes, but.
I'm going Buffalo.
Okay. So here's where we separate. There's where I get my victory right there, folks. All right. Cleveland, Kansas City on Sunday.
I'm going KC.
Come on, Baker. Yeah, you. No, I'm putting you down for Cleveland because you said you already wanted to.
And I'm rooting for Cleveland. Obviously, I want to see Cleveland. I'd rather see Cleveland win it if we don't win it out of all these teams. But I think KC is just so dynamic, and they're just hard to stop.
I'm going to take Cleveland. I got another week I can give up. I got 1.5 points I can lose here. All right, I'm taking Cleveland, and nobody better be taking New Orleans.
You just said you're taking New Orleans.
Did he not say that outside?
Say what outside? Yeah. Let's be real clear. Say what? Exactly. All right, Tampa Bay, there it is.
All right, we got to pick the score.
Yeah, we got to pick the score.
Oh, wait, the score last week.
Score last
was 31-23.
31-23, so that's 54 points.
Yep, how many did you say?
49.
Yeah.
I, half.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. I said 56. I was the closest.
I said 54 and a half.
You just think you're hot shit right now. You're four-time championship and everything. All right, I'm going to say the score this week is going to be New Orleans has a good defense. We have good defense. I'm saying 28-24.
So 44?
No, that would be
54.
52.
For the Bucs game, right?
52 for the Bucs game.
52.
Is. And in lighter news,
I'm going 28-17 bucks, so that's 45.
I'm going high, man.
You're going to go high?
Really?
I don't know, man. I think we're going to get after Breeze.
Barn burner it is. What do you got?
Barn burner.
I think Devin White's going to put Breeze away.
I'll do 58.
Wow.
58, huh? I like it.
So was it 30-28, or did we blow them out by more?
40-18.
It could be. It could be 30.
God, 40-18.
It could be 37. However you want to look at it.
All right. Before we go into break, let's see. Nothing really kicking in NBA right now. Lightning. We've talked about. Okay, we're off to a 1-0 start. 5-1 against Chicago. I think it was 3-0 in the first period. Right. And then they scored two, and then I think that was it for the whole.
I heard 3-0, and I went to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I know Stamkos got the third goal, and that was about it.
He did. They spread it around. They spread some love. So we'll see what happens.
I think, what
night.
Was it, Vazzy had 22 of 23 saves last night, too?
You know, Maple Leafs are one of the picks for the Stanley Cup this year?
The only thing they do is
They're
make syrup.
They're pretty good, man. They're
all they do
good.
Is make syrup. They were
yeah,
a pick
but
last
dude,
year.
We kept our core.
Yeah,
I mean, we really
they've
did.
They've been doing the Lightning thing as well. They've been.
We lost Cooch, but we got Stamkos back.
They're pretty solid and young, man. They're.
I'll
they're
take
them.
Anybody.
Team.
I'll take.
No,
this
well,
team
I definitely, yeah. I definitely.
Yeah,
these ain't scared of them.
Yeah, no, 100%.
What are you fishing with them or ice fishing?
All right, so before we go into second segment, take our break real quick. I'm going to tell you guys. I'm going to come at you, so you guys start thinking about it in the second period. In the second. Segment here is I want to talk about sports superstitions. My trivia is about sports superstitions.
Big ones.
You got some good
we
ones?
We play baseball. We always have
That's why I was hoping for that. You got some
Baseball's
good ones.
Probably the biggest one.
All right.
Best sport in America.
Take a break.
Yeah.
And we're back. All right, boys. It's time to have a little bit of fun. We all know what's going to happen after the picks. Because, I mean, I'm thinking Cleveland all the way.
Cool. Good for you.
I am.
You're a secret Cleveland fan.
Cleveland Bucks. I'm going to love it. All right. Let's have some fun. Do you have anything Would You Rathers yet?
No, I don't.
Chip's
Do you get – I mean, come up with something, bro.
I got
Would
something.
You rather, I mean, be a Bucks fan from today or a Bucks fan from 2003?
Would you rather see the Bucks win a Super Bowl or the Lightning repeat?
Bucks win a Super Bowl.
Bucks win a Super Bowl. I would love to see the Lightning repeat, but I got to have a Bucks Super Bowl.
Another one.
All right. Do you have anything?
Yep.
All right. All right, let's do yours first. High or low? Okay.
High or low?
Chip high.
You automatically get a 5-second penalty. Tom Brady's 2 touchdown passes against Washington in a wild card game Saturday gave him 75 in his postseason career, by far the most in NFL history. The Saints' Drew Brees also had 2 TD passes and a win over Chicago, and he is 6th on an all-time list. Is Brees' postseason TD pass total higher or lower than 40?
Postseason?
Postseason.
I'm going to say higher.
Higher. Chip, higher.
Both said higher, so you both are wrong. He has 36.
Trash.
Question 2. Former tight end Jimmy Giles holds the Buccaneer record for longest reception in a playoff game. Was the length of his record-setting catch at Dallas on January 2nd, 1982, higher or lower than 70 yards?
Chip, higher.
Dog lower.
It was higher.
Shit.
How many yards was it, Chip?
It was 77 yards.
75. You didn't even watch the game. You were probably a Philly fan back then.
Bro. I'm the only person that was alive back then. I
know. That's why.
76?
Who has 76, the, who has
man,
the second
that's
highest?
That's the year I was born. Second highest?
Yep.
Galloway.
Nope. You should know this, Sean.
Mike Evans.
Who has the second longest pass reception in postseason history for the Bucks?
Oh, JoJo Arvicius.
There you go. You didn't know that, did you?
No, I didn't. But why you got to point that out? Go.
You really didn't know that?
No, ask your next question.
I had a big brain.
You didn't know that?
I said Galloway.
I had a brain fart when we were just discussing that.
Mike Evans made NFL history with his 7th straight 1,000-yard receiving in 2020, the most by any player to begin his career. His 1,006 yards are actually his lowest single-season total. Is his top single-season yardage mark higher or lower than 1,500 yards?
Dog lower.
You both are incorrect. He actually surpassed that mark in 2018 with 1,524 yards.
Damn.
Really?
I thought he was
all. You guys don't know the Bucks.
13-14.
We obviously not. All right. So.
I really wish I could have kept a record on all my Buccaneers trivia. And
I'd be winning.
No, you both would not be winning. You both have terrible winning percentages.
You have the answers in front of you, so stop acting like you know all these.
But come
answers.
At me with these questions.
Okay. Deal.
I got something for you guys real quick.
Yeah.
So Steph Curry, we'll agree he's one of the greatest all-time three-point shooters.
I'll agree.
At 43%, right?
Yep.
Yes. His brother is
beating. Tom Brady has played in the NFL for 20 years. He's made 9 Super Bowl appearances.
Okay.
Which is at 45%. Technically, Tom Brady...
It's better than Curry.
Can make a Super Bowl.
Okay.
Versus Steph Curry making a 3-point. He has a better chance.
Wait, hold on.
He has a better chance at making a Super Bowl at 45% than Steph Curry does at making a 3 at 43%.
How'd you do a math?
How'd you do that? Where'd you see that?
What do you mean?
You did not. There's no way.
He just, you know, what he saw is he saw that Steph Curry has 43%. He saw Tom Brady has 45%. So...
Well,
there's a better chance Tom Brady going to Super Bowl.
I mean, Steph Curry takes
stat
how many 3-point
attempts? Stat of the day.
No, it's not.
My topic for today, like I told you before the break, was sports superstitions. You got any good ones before I get into? Because we're going to take 2 trivia questions or tests together, and we're going to see how we do. We're going to have to agree to the answers.
I had superstitions.
What'd you have? I had some good ones in basketball.
So I had for one season. I had to have. My red wristbands, but I'd only have it on one arm. But I'd have to have both of them, but I'd only have it on one arm.
So you're one of those guys.
Okay. And if I did really good, I wouldn't wash my socks.
Oh, okay. All right. All
but then the next game, I'd do shit, so then I'd have to wash my socks.
There it is. Okay. You?
And pants, high and low pants, too.
Yeah, I mean, I was more one of those guys where you kind of had to have your uniform put out the day before. You had, you know, make
You'd
sure everything was ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember I always used to communicate to myself, referring myself as dog. So I'd be like, dog, go up there and just drive the ball. I'd talk to myself. I was always, I don't know, other than that, I really wasn't really too big on those.
We had plenty. in basketball. I mean, the normals, like, even, you know, like, I know in baseball it's wearing your hat backwards, like flipping in and out with the baseball up here, stuff like that. Like, we did stuff like that, obviously, with our jerseys, flip around shirts underneath our jerseys. But the most disgusting one I ever participated in, by far, was no washing the practice jerseys until we lost. And we didn't lose until the 11th game.
Y'all had practice jerseys?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
We had white t-shirts.
we had badass practice jerseys, actually.
So hold on. Hold on. Uh-huh. That's more, that's not really.
That's a superstition.
Yeah.
Not washing your practice jersey.
Yeah.
Is not a reward.
The school was a preparatory school, so they weren't letting us going to go out there with messed up game jerseys. We had to look pretty every time because this was a big time school.
Prep school.
Yeah, they've kicked out some NBA players out of that school.
So who's really wrong then?
Who, Chip?
How bad does that make that school look?
I got Chip. I heard they kicked out that.
What NBA player?
Actually, they offered me to go to the NBA, and I said no.
That's what, a ball boy?
No, I have other things I want to do.
Okay.
I want to do a podcast with my friends.
Okay.
All right. So
who'd they kick out? Don't try and sweep.
Maurice Spates came out of there.
Who?
Maurice Spates. Who you should know.
How?
Mo Buckets.
What college what college did he go to?
Maurice Spates?
Yeah.
Oh, Florida.
Dun, 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 dun.
Are you serious?
I don't
get it. You're gonna give me the look like I don't know Joe Dervishus has the second longest playoff catch.
That was history.
How do you not know that Maurice Spates played for the Gators and went on to the NBA?
He just don't
what
really
do with the Gators?
Basketball. Yeah, what
did
he do?
He did good.
Did make any baskets?
Oh boy,
Mo Buckets, baby! He won a national champion. He won a.
He did. Let's take these quizzes together.
Okay.
All right. It is said that when playing baseball, if you spit on your hand, then pick up the bat, it will bring you good luck. Is that true or false?
Nope.
That is false. Okay. In baseball, lending a bat to a fellow player will bring him good luck.
Listen. Yeah, to get out of a hit streak or something like that, I could see that. But are whose answer are we going off of?
This up for us.
No, I'm not. Honestly, it's not all baseball. You'll see. In baseball, lending a bat to a fellow player will bring you good luck.
Sure. Use my bat.
In baseball, it is. It's good luck to if a dog walks across the baseball diamond before the first pitch of the game. Have you ever heard
false.
This before?
I've never heard of it. I wouldn't even answer it.
In basketball, if you bounce the ball before taking a foul shot, it will bring good luck.
I've
never heard that.
I don't think so. I think it's just a repartee? That's a big
It is said to bring you good luck when you put your right foot in the stirrup before the left when you're competing in a rodeo.
That's true.
Well, no, if you put your left foot in...
You take your right foot out.
You take your right foot out. Do the hokey pokey.
Yeah, understood. If you want to continue a winning streak, you in bowling, wear the same clothes each time you bowl.
That's freaking false.
Okay. When playing football, double numbers on a player's uniform will bring bad luck.
False.
Well, let's think about this.
Like a 77.
99.
77 was Brad Culpepper, right?
99.
That's false.
Warren Sapp. I'm going false. A football mascot is an important 55. Good luck symbol.
As a what?
Is a football mascot is an important good luck symbol.
I'm gonna say false, but I agree.
I enjoy it.
If you ever heard any of these before? If you hold more than two balls at the same time when serving in tennis, it will bring good luck.
You can only do two or more in warm ups.
So you're saying true?
No. You can't serve. You can't serve like that.
Question 10, ice hockey players tap the goalie on his shin pads before the game as it is believed to help him win the game.
That is true.
Okay, on his shin pads before the game?
Yes, goalies do it a lot.
Okay, submit answers. Wrong. Correct.
Yeah,
Apparently these are
judging us?
These are shit, but this one's, okay, now this is where it gets good.
WikiLeaks.
What lucky piece of clothing does Michael Jordan wear below his Chicago Bulls strip while playing in the NBA? So
what
is it
lucky piece of
a
clothing?
Pair of Superman boxing shorts, a pair of University of North Carolina boxing shorts, a vest top made by his mother, a support bandage on his left ankle? I'm telling you, I know the answer to this one.
Probably a support bandage on his left ankle.
No, I would say the NC.
It's the UNC shorts.
That's what I would say.
What did Bjorn Borg refrain from doing throughout the Wimbledon fortnight? Changing his socks, cutting his fingernails, shaving his beard,
swapping his racket.
Okay. You answered first. We'll go with it. How many times does Serena Williams bounce the ball before she serves? Five times before every serve, five times before her first serve, twice before her second, five times before her first serve and never before her second, five before her first serve and 10 before her second.
I'm going to just say five before every serve.
Before every serve, all right. Which member of Arsenal's invincible squad thought it was unlucky if he was not the last player to go onto the pitch?
Frederick Lugenberg.
Colo Toro.
Ashley Cole, Robert Perez, and Colo Toro. I'm going to say Colo because it's cool to say.
Colo Toro.
Colo Toro. Which singer does John Terry listen to in his car before every match? Jamie Foxx, P. Diddy, Usher, R. Kelly.
Hopefully it's P. Diddy.
Hopefully it ain't R. Kelly.
Yeah.
So we'll go
Jamie Foxx.
All right. Laurent Blanc kissed Fabio bald head before matches at the 1998 World Cup, but what lucky song did the team listen to before each game? I'm the resurrection. I swear by all.
I will survive.
I swear by all for one. Oh, can't be that. I want to hold your hand by the Beatles.
Dude.
I'd say I will survive.
All right, let's deal with that. Which footballer once gave his shirt to a fan then asked for it back a few weeks later after he had suffered a dip in form? Diego Maradona.
Pele.
George Best, Pele.
Ole Pele.
I'm saying Diego Maradona.
Diego. I don't know any of those guys besides Pele.
You don't know any of those guys?
Nah.
Okay. Let's see. What does basketball player Jason Terry do the night before NBA matches?
We just skipped a question?
I'll go back to it. Eat a whole wheel of cheese, open a new packet of toothpaste and use the new toothbrush, sleep in an opposing team's shorts, urinate in his toilet but leave it unflushed until the next day.
Probably that one, urinate in his toilet.
Okay.
Sounds funny. Sounds a Jason Terry thing.
What does Johan Cruyff like to do before every match? Say the opposition's goalkeeper five times during kickoff, spit out a piece of chewing gum on the opposition's half, tear up the opposition's team sheet, and touch the net on the opposition's goal.
Tear up the opposition's team sheet.
Think?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to say spit a piece of gum.
Chewing gum.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Last question. Which former England striker never practiced shooting during warm-ups because he didn't want to waste a goal? Alan Shearer, Michael Owen, Jeff Hurst. That is gay. Gary Lineker.
That's Gary Lineker.
Yeah.
Hey, Michael.
Nah, Gary.
Gary.
All right, we were right on the UNC shorts. We were wrong with it was swapping his racket.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Five times before every serve was wrong. No, it was shaving his beard was the right answer. You were wrong with swapping the
That's
racket.
That's what I said was shaving his beard.
Yeah, huh? Five times before everyone was wrong. Toro, it's toro. 5-2. Colo Tori was right.
Colo Tori.
He listens to Usher. I Will Survive is right.
I told you. Yeah. I need to listen to me.
Pele. I told you, Pele.
Spit on a piece of chewing gum. Good job.
Thank you.
And he likes to sleep in the opposing team's
That's
shorts
what I said.
Instead of.
Gary. I mean, dude, for some of these questions, 5 out of 10 is not bad.
Not bad, since not how bad we only probably knew about 5 out of the questions. So there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so gentlemen, it's a big weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm already nervous. I've been nervous. Monday hit, my anxiety was Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's just been going up.
Yeah. I'm definitely excited and ready. We are actually we're Sunday. We're Sunday night.
Sunday night.
We are the last game.
It's gonna feel like forever.
It is.
It's our like it's tomorrow's Friday, but it just feels like this is 2 weeks. It's been 2 weeks since we played already.
I'm gonna wake up Sunday.
Good breakfast.
Good breakfast.
Good
then,
breakfast.
I'm gonna head into work, do some honest work for a few hours, and. Just try to clear my head. And then
get your game face on.
Probably leave work real quick as soon as I get there. Probably leave just as quick. And then, get my gear on, get my threads on, get ready. Maybe crack a Busch latte.
It is. Okay. All right. Well, are you going over to the house to watch the game?
Oh, of course.
I don't know what we're doing, though.
Ribs.
I'll have my chips and salsa out in front of me again.
Why don't you come by, man?
I'd love to.
7136.
Is that an invite?
Huh?
Is that an invite?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
Why not?
All right, guys. Go Bucks. Go Lightning.
Bucks, baby.
4-time fantasy winner, Bo, out.
Have a good weekend.
See ya.